This is Neil Chayette looking at the law. April Fool's Day can be a fun day. It can also turn out to be a bad day, and that's no fooling. This case involved the April Fool's edition of the Walk-On High School Tribune. First of all, the kids changed the name from Tribune to Bribune. They also included articles entitled Cheerleaders on Steroids, Meth Lab Found in Biology Lab, and photos of students wearing hooded sweatshirts, displaying gang paraphernalia, and holding a dead cat. Rounding out the issue was a quote from a male student who said he, quote, totally like wants to be a supermodel for Victoria's Secret. The teacher who was supposed to be supervising the paper received a reprimand and a 2-day suspension without pay for allowing students to publish what the administration viewed as inappropriate content. The teacher sued, and the court found that basically professional standards for student newspapers are too difficult to define, and there were no grounds to reprimand or suspend the teacher. By the way, Mark Twain said April 1st is the day upon which we are reminded what we are on the other 364. This is Neil Chayette looking at the law for CBS News, and for podcasts, go to lookingatthelaw.com.